Hey, can you hear me? Danielle?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
So everyone, this is Danielle from Rio and Medio, who we are lucky enough to have on tonight.
Hi.
So I was just reading your bio, and it says you were born in New Mexico, then you went to California, then Arizona, then now you're in New York City.
Yeah, it's a little hard to hear you, to be honest.
Is this
kind
a little
muffled.
Better? Is this a little better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was saying you were born in New Mexico, then you went from California to Arizona, then Bard, then New York City.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to be such a Westerner in New York?
Well, actually, I'm back in New Mexico.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here now.
What part of New Mexico are you in?
In Santa Fe.
Okay, cool.
I moved back here about a year ago.
Was there any particular reason, or?
Yeah, there was a lot of reasons. Mainly, I just had my fill of New York. I was getting a little bored.
That sounds like a good reason. Yeah, that's cool. I think that like I definitely think you can kind of hear the kind of like ancient space and of the desert in your music.
Yeah, I wanted to have that all around me.
Cool. I'm originally from Miami, so it's a very different dynamic. So what's your first song gonna be?
I'm gonna play the first song that I wrote on the ukulele when I first started writing songs. I just thought it would be fun to revisit that. It's called Whoso List to Hunt, and it's actually the words are from a poem by Thomas Wyatt, and so it's a very old poem, and it's about hunting a deer.
Okay, awesome.
And so should I play a song and then get back with you, or just continue on playing for a while?
However the spirit moves you.
Okay. I will do that.
All right, great.
Alas, I may no more.
Hello?
Does this sound familiar? You wake up every morning, go to school every day, spend your nights on the corner, just passing the time away. Your nights are so lonely, like a child without a toy, then a miracle. Good mom, she loved me with all her heart, but she told me I was too young to be in love, and the boy and I would have to part. No matter how I ranted and raved, I screamed, I pleaded, I cried, she told me it was not really love, but only my girlish pride.
Hey,
that was awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, definitely probably one of the best shows I've had on.
Wow.
That
was fun.
Cool. Yeah, you really got into it, it seemed, because I was expecting you to you know, come out, but that's fine.
So is that all we have time for?
I think we might be able to do one more if you'd want to do one.
Or we could just talk a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, sure, that'd be great, too.
Okay,
so, yeah, so, I mean, if you want to talk now about, you just had an album that came out?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, it's something I'm very excited about. It's on a label called Manimal Vinyl, which is based out of L.A., and, Paul, who runs that label, has a very, I think, a very wonderful vision for releasing music on vinyl and also digitally, but sort of skipping the CD process. And it's, you know, he's kind of like, he's feeling like he needs to be a little flexible with the CD thing, but we're probably going to actually put out a CD, but just a limited edition thing in the new year. But right now the vinyl's out in the digital, and we're mainly sticking with that.
Well, I think that's probably the way to go now. I mean, the only thing I do is, like, either get records or, I mean, people download music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But CDs, I think most people think of kind of as throwaway.
Yeah, true.
And sorry, this album was your second album?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write it?
I basically wrote the songs within a period of, like, 2 months and started to record them around that time. But then I kind of had a nice, like, lengthy editing process, and then a few songs sort of, like, snuck their way in, and a few songs snuck out.
Yeah.
By the time the album was actually released.
Okay, cool. How, like...
I didn't play any songs from the new record, just because they're not, most of them aren't very acoustically oriented.
That's fine. Yeah, I think that, well, sometimes people come on here and play really cool sets with, like, that aren't as acoustic. Like, Times New Viking did one that was very, almost like swirling noise. but yeah, I think the acoustic format usually is better in terms of clarity and getting your artistic vision across. So do you have any touring plans?
Well, not exactly. I have a few shows coming up. I'm playing on December 29th in L.A. at the Echo, and with another really great band called The Lickets, who I highly recommend people check out. And Amanda Jo Williams. And then playing another show, maybe a couple shows along the way, and definitely another one up in San Francisco at the Hemlock on the 3rd of January. But basically, I'm actually moving to San Francisco and in January, and I'm kind of starting a new movement of You Come to Me, which is the opposite of touring. So it's like the anti-tour.
Okay, that's really
so
cool.
So I'm going to create a whole world there, and it's going to be, you know, as magical as I can make it. And I invite people to come out and check it out. I'm going to put on some productions there, some theater, and do some film stuff and some art stuff, and invite other collaborators to work with me and do their own thing. So.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of, like, how Providence was a few years ago, with the whole, like, Fort Thunder scene, which is sadly kind of declined.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Well, I have a friend who's out in San Francisco. I'll tell him to drop by after you've had time to set up shop.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be posting stuff on my MySpace and whatnot.
Okay, yeah, and just for everyone out there, if they want to reach you online.
MySpace.com/Danielle Stutch Holmesy, which I can spell, but I don't know if there's any point. Just Google Rio and Medio.
Yeah, it works fine for me, everyone. Okay.
Yeah, and I want to give up. I want to give a heads up to. No. I want to give a shout out. That's right. I'm a little tired. To my good friend Vlad Chromatica, who's in Boston. He lives there, and he lives in Cambridge. And so, if he's listening, just want to give him my love. And he's an amazing visual artist who actually did the artwork for my new album cover and worked with me on some of the songs.
Great.
Yep.
I think that's all the time we have here, unfortunately. Thanks so much for coming on. And I'll send you an email with follow-up stuff.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, and enjoy your evening.
You too.
Big love.
Good night.
Bye.